right now. Let me see if I can. No, it's not loud enough. It's not loud enough to go through the three panes of glass that is the portal window of the Studio A into Studio D. Anyway, all right, so let's keep going. This one is from a band who has done all 15 of the RPM challenges thus far. So kudos to them. And I have it on good word that the entire band was ultimately created by the RPM challenge. So there's that too. Here you go. 91.5 WMFO.
There is blood on the saddle of my heart. There is blood in the meadow where we fell in love. There is gore. In the letters you won't say no more. There is peace. In the quiet. In the dying. So don't be afraid. Fade away when that train comes calling. I want you all in my heart. When the hell starts ringing, I want to hear you singing. Before we part, before we even start, there is blood, on the saddle of my heart, there is blood. On the saddle of my heart, there is blood in the meadow. Fell in love. Thank you.
listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Blake Gernt with Creature of the Night from Just Rattlesnakes. We had 0202 2020 with Palindrone. That is a self-titled album, RPM album, because it was all done in one day, that Palindrone day of 0202 2020. We had Twin Goat with Mound 3 from Music from the Mound. And I started that all off with Walter Sicker in the Army of Broken Toys with Blood in the Saddle of My Heart from The Cutting Horse, which is their 15th RPM Challenge album. And they've been doing it since the very, very beginning. So with that information, I would love to see what they would say about RPM Challenge. Anyway, so it is about that time. Let's get some concert reportage going. Take it away, Lils and Patrick.
Hey, 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 hey. It's the Jukebox Heroes Local Concert Report, brought to you by On the Town with Mikey D. This is Patrick.
And I'm Lils.
All right, Lils, why don't you kick things off?
Thanks, Pat. Here's what we got coming up this week. On Thursday the 5th at Great Scott Lancome with Andy the Doorbum. At O'Brien's, Jackie with Push Flowers and Gap Teeth. We got two shows happening at the Jungle. First, an early event with Sober Curious Night featuring Screaming Sushi and Ava and Pierce. Following that, later in the evening, The Furniture with Chris Warren and Holy Smokes. At the Lily Pad, we got Dooley Yang. At the Plow and Stars, The Bag Boys with Lena Cooper. At the Square Root, an evening with Carla Ryder Four-Piece. At Club Passim, Session Americana with Ali McGurk and Cilla Bonnie. At Atwood's Tavern, catch Jim Campolongo Trio. At Sonia, you can catch Proxima Parada with Sam Birchfield and local support from Barefoot Young. Over at Opus in Salem, the Soul Rebel Project with Dove Boat. Over in Worcester at Electric Haze, High Education presents a Battle of the Bands with DJ Slim, Greyhound, Sour, and Raff Ace. And at the Raven, also in Worcester, it's Galactic Thursday with 5 to 9.
Friday, March 6th, over at Great Scott, we got Gladdy with Tori Silver. At O'Brien's, coming all the way up from New Jersey, it's Mercy Union playing with Coffin Salesman, The Night Blinders, and Secret Spirit. Over at the Jungle, you can catch Sons of Levin with Blind Spot, War on Alexandria, and After Image. At Sally O'Brien's, we got Andrew Gino with Jim Weeks, Wildcat Slim, and Audrey Rose Hughes. At the Lizard Lounge, you can catch Club Delph with Will Bernard and Yar Muniz. Over at the Toad, it's Los Gutos. At Club Bohemia, you can check out a performance from Love Stranger, along with Stone and Star and Hands and Knees. Over at Atwood's Tavern, we got Eliza Smith and the Tiny Little Lies. Middle East Upstairs, Mija will be playing with Hannah. Middle East Downstairs, it's Sauce featuring Peekaboo with Zeke Beats, ISOXO, and Jack the Human back-to-back with Kamna. At the Middle East Corner, you can check out Zoe Knight and the Mythical Beasts. At Sonia, it's The Orphan the Poet with Deal Casino and Motel Black. Over at Club Passim, you can check out the Porch Party Mamas. Down in JP at the Midway Cafe, Renegade Cartel will be playing with Poison Tea and Heavy America. Over in Rosaldale, the Square Root will be hosting a CD release show for Electric Standard with support from Bird Mancini Band and Glowbox. Up in Salem at Kodo, we got Z28 playing with Scuzzy Yeti and Razorburn City. At Opus, you can check out Crew de Groove. Up in Lowell at the Worthen Attic, you can check out a show from Insomnia with Maddie Roop, Blue Hyenas, and King Shot. And then out in Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, it's the Alex Lopez Band with Wrought Iron Hex, Bare Ass, and Above the Din. And then over at Electric Haze, it's Consider the Source with Bella's Bar Talk.
On Saturday the 7th at Great Scott, Squirrel Flower with Cedric Noel, Lady Pills, and Hound's Teeth. Over at O'Brien's, Cortez with Mighty High, Test Meat, and Bone Church. Two shows are happening at the Jungle. First, an early event with Brad Goff Band and Mir Dane Group. Followed in the evening by Rockwood with Melissa Mills, the Whiskey Barrel Band, and Roger That. Over at the Midway Cafe, it's the 8th Annual Burger Revolution with The Gala, Muckin' the Myers, Dangerines, and The Downhauls. At Club Bohemia, you can catch Worldwide with Background Orcs and Jack Slaw. Two shows are happening at the Lily Pad. First, an early affair with Tegan Devon and Jess Kerber, followed in the evening by Stephen Haynes Knuckleball. At Toad, it's Liz Bills and Lauren Crosby with Catch a Dinosaur. At the Plowin' Stars, the local forecast with Andrea Gillis Band. At the Square Root in Roslindale, Nervous Eaters with Ace Makers and the Manglers. Over in Quincy at Maggie's, Tiny Oak Booking presents Media Panic, Alec Morrissey, Maddie Roop, Zygote Theory, The Alpacas, and 21 Grams More. At the Dorchester Art Project, Spacewalk Jones and Master Slaps with TZM, Lexmo, and Street Cult. Over at Club Passim, Paul Rischel and Annie Rains with Cat and Brad to open. Two shows are happening at Atwood's Tavern. First, an early event with Ryan Lee Crosby, followed in the evening by Chris Hirsch and the Moon Raiders. At Sonia, catch Weed Eater, The Goddamn Gallows, Atomic Bitch Wax, and Worshipper. In Salem, over at Gulu Gulu Cafe, catch Kevin Farron. In Lowell at the Warthen, we got Bullpup with Nervous, Castling, and No Service. At the Warp and Weft, also in Lowell, it's an EP release party for Fiesta Melon. In Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, catch Rider, Devious Intentions, Frenemy, and DC Wolves. And also in Worcester at Electric Haze, Long Arm Rex, Space Junk is Forever, and Wig Party.
Sunday, March 8th, at Great Scott, we got Adam Green playing with Heartbones. Over at O'Brien's, you can check out Beach Colors with the Q-Tip Bandits and Sappho and the Radishes. At the Jungle, it's the Ken Highland Clan playing with Mad Painter, The Fool's Agenda, and Spaces for Two. Over at Atwood's Tavern, we got Hounds and Handler. At Middle East Downstairs, you can check out Chef G with Sleepy Hollow. At Club Passim, you can check out a show from Gretchen Peters. At Midway Cafe, it's Hollem George and the Hallelujah Chorus playing with Sophie, By Homera, and Local Boy. Up in Lowell at the Worthen Attic, you can check out You're Fired playing with Delco, Circus Trees, and more. And then over in Worcester at the Electric Haze, it's the Beast to Blessed Tour featuring Danny Phantom, THZ, L.E.K., Woo City Pat, Beyond Top Secret, Tricknautic, Barry Lee, Beanie, Banshee Kid, and more.
Now it's Monday night at Great Scott Sudan Archives with Cartel Madras. At O'Brien's Pub, Blue Wreck with Witchflower, Aristotle Jones and the 805. At the Jungle, it's the Among the Stars EP release show with Azimuth and More to be determined. At Charlie's Kitchen, catch Sky Tigers with Bricks and Mortar, Circus Battalion, and Rage Quit. And at Club Passim, it's Moon Fruits and Aurora D'Amico.
Tuesday, March 10th, we got a few shows happening. Over at Great Scott, it's Stealing Sheep with Boneyface. At O'Brien's, we got Grace Giverts playing with Hawthorne, Boxer's Jaw, and Greg Marquise. At Once in Somerville, coming all the way down from Vermont, it's Couch Sleepers playing with Mom Rock, the Q-Tip Bandits, and Sweet Petunia. At Lizard Lounge, you can check out a show from Seth Rosenblum. Club Passim will be hosting Dave Godowski's album release, and Haley Sabella will be opening. And then at the Midway Cafe, we got Minx with Dawn of End and Between Skies.
Now it's time to wind the week down with Wednesday 11th. At Great Scott, catch The Western Den with Olivia Barton. At the Midway Cafe, we got the fully celebrated orchestra with Detroit Rebellion. We've got a CD release party for 0.01% over at the Lily Pad. And at the Plowin' Stars, catch Greg Perry and the Strange Berries. Over at Hong Kong and Harvard Square, Wolf Whistle, F***ed and Bound, Haunted Horses, and American Ethos. At Club Passim, John Paul White with Izzy Helltie. Catch The Stoned Ape Theory over at Atwood's Tavern. And at the Middle East Upstairs, it's an album release show for Chance Emerson with Natalie Hernandez, Das, and Handmade House.
All right, and that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Concert Report, brought to you by On the Town with Mikey D. For more musical shenanigans, you can check out Jukebox Zeros, wherever podcasts are found. Until next time, this is Patrick.
And I'm Lils.
Now get those buns to a show and check out your new favorite local band.
All right, thank you, Patrick and Lils. And now, without further ado, tisk, tisk, task. Mm-hmm.
Boston and now Lowell. Thank you so much for having us on the air. We love being on the town with Mikey D. Thanks to Joel for helping set us up here. We really appreciate it. My name is Samantha Hartzell, and we are Gina Moran on drums. Say hi, Gina.
Hey, everyone.
And we got Michael Hayden on bass.
Hey, everybody.
And
how's it going?
Ben Coates on harmonica. That is a harmonica. Synth to the max.
He has all the sounds.
All the sounds are here. We're really grateful to be here. And we're here to talk to you about how we have a really exciting album, our first album coming out March 28th. So thanks again to WMFO for letting us come on to talk about it. We also have an Indiegogo going on right now, right, Gina?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go on there and pre-order the album, or you could get some cool stuff like merch or
We have some merch.
Art.
We have some posters and some pins and stickers, but we're asking people to pre-order the album to help us kind of get over the finish line here. We're actually in post-production right now, and
so close.
And Mike Hayden is our mixing master to the stars, and with the assistance of our emotional support animal, my sweet dog Winslow.
Yes.
He's a 15-pound Sheltie. He's also a mixing master to the stars. He's in the liner notes, right, Mike?
Yes, I did see his name.
Okay, very good. Everybody's Worried About Us drops March 28th, and WMFO is going to be the first to have our single Lovers Covers debuting tonight. But we are going to play it tonight on the radio for you. It's actually a song that's been in our band for the last 2 years that we've been around, but we rarely play it out since it's a very quiet, delicate song, and you know these clubs in Boston. Most people don't want to hear that stuff. But we are TiskTisTask, T-Y-S-K, T-Y-S-K Task, and we'd love to hear from you. Check out our Indiegogo, pre-order the album, and come to our show at Club Bohemia, March 28th, our album release party. Linnea's Garden, Linnea of Power Sled, is going to be debuting in the Boston area, her new project, and we're really excited to have her opening for us. What do you guys think? You want to get sad and sentimental with me? Is everyone ready? Okay. Thank you. We have another kind of ballad coming out on Everybody's Worried About Us. That's the name of our album coming out March 28th. And I also wanted to say that it's not just Linnea's Garden that's playing our show. We're so excited to have our best pals. We love to play with them all the time. Eyewitness and Happy Little Clouds, and then Ouroboro. We're so pumped. They're going to close out the night. So definitely get your tickets in advance through us. You can DM us. It's $8 in advance, $10 at the show, Club Bohemia in the basement of the Cantab Lounge, March 28th. Check out our Indiegogo to get the tickets and support us. Pre-order the album. Mike is working super hard, and I'm working super hard watching him do it and just giving, you know, supportive, yeah, yeah, that sounds great. No, no, God, why would you make that choice? Ah, oh, no, oh, okay, you were right, that's way better, no, okay.
It's wonderful. I love it all.
Aw, I love you guys. This song is called My Mistake, and, you know, you guys want to get sad with me again? Let's do this. This song's about my divorce. It sounds like it's a joke, it's not, but I said it in a way that it was. It's very sad.
fun.
Yeah, having fun. All right. Gina, beautiful Gina on drums. When's our next show?
Technically.
Never mind, I know.
It's 3.
Wait, I'm pulling up our Instagram because
okay,
I know.
Okay, never mind.
The 22nd.
Ooh,
we are doing a benefit to benefit a cause that assists the homeless. Mike, can you tell us a little bit more about that? Where and when?
Yeah, it's Stop the Bleeding Homeless Benefit Show. That's the name of the organization as well. We'll be down at the Jungle as well. It's through a good friend of mine, Jonathan. And we're going to be playing with Renegade Cartel, was one of them. And I just remember that because you just mentioned that for another show that you guys were just talking about.
Yeah, the concert wrap-ups.
Yeah, so we're playing with them for that as well.
Oh, awesome. We're so excited. And thank you, Michael, so much for setting that up. We love to be a part of good causes, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. So please come out for that. And the ticket prices, I assume, go to that nonprofit, right?
Yeah, all the money goes to the organization.
Fantastic,
yep.
Yes. Please come out and support that. And meanwhile, we are going to be on our short hiatus until Everybody's Worried About Us. Our first album comes out March 28th at Club Bohemia, and we'd love to see you there. Happy Little Clouds, Eyewitness, our favorite bands in the area are going to be playing with us, as well as Linnea's Garden, formerly of Power Slut, and Ouroboro from Western Mass is coming in for us. We're so honored and happy. And thank you to Mickey Bliss for always being so supportive of us. We actually just recently moved due to some, family changes in the band. We moved to Lowell, but we're originally from Dorchester. That's where the band started about 2 years ago. So our next show is in Lowell is going to be April 11th at Thirsties. We're playing with Sea Wolves, and we absolutely love female-fronted bands, of course. So we're really excited to play with Britt. And then... April 18th, we're playing a secret location called the Chapstick Room. So yeah, definitely please hit us up. We're happy to give you the address. It's in Somerville. We'd love to have you there. Der Foster is gonna be playing the Violet Knox. It's gonna be a great show. But anyway, enough about that. I wanna play the manic song, The Arsonist's Daughter. Are you guys ready? My name is Samantha Hartzell. I wrote this song when I was 17. But thank you to the wonderful talents of all the people in this room. Gina Moran on drums, Ben Coates on harmonica, and Mike Hayden on bass. Also the bassist in Allison and Moon, an incredible pop punk band you've got to check out. They've made this song come to life in a way that I never thought it could. So you guys are awesome. I'm really excited for y'all to hear the new version of this crazy song that a manic 17-year-old wrote.